Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. The Kevin Herr clam bake continues.
No, we're not charging for the autographs. No. Yeah, make sure they know when they put the table up. We're not charging. I don't want to pay the taxes on it. Sorry, I'm just setting things up for later tonight.
Typical you.
Just want to make sure we were all squared away and there was no confusion.
Oh, I'm not confused. I mean, I've had enough people ask me over the years about Dave Ritchie's autograph, and I said, here's a golden opportunity.
It's a great autograph.
Yeah. I'll get back to you on that. All right. So, that's where we are. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday. I know you're still contemplating going to the game tonight.
I'm contemplating. I'm going.
Well, no, I'm just, the only thing I'm concerned about, just be careful as you drive over here, for obvious reasons.
Is it snowing yet?
It's snowing, but what they're talking about is a squall that's going to come through, or a squall
line. So it's snowing now?
Yeah, but it's no big deal as it snows. It's not doing much of anything right now.
Oh, boy. We may have to. I may have to have Richie bring Truckosaurus.
Bring what?
That's the nickname for his vehicle. We call it Truckosaurus.
Okay.
It's four wheel drive. It'll get you there.
Is this like some sort of valley lingo here I'm missing out on?
No, we've just called it Truckosaurus for years. It's a really big truck.
Evidently.
See, if I was smart, I'd be taking the 2016 Kia Sorento because it's all-wheel drive.
Well, I know. Tell us more.
Well, I mean, we could enjoy the nice, quiet cabin, the smooth suspension on 80. There's a couple of bumps there that would have been nice and just taken care of. You know, if we were going fishing, we'd be able to tow the boat behind us. And with a V6 all-wheel drive.
Here, why don't you get yourself a saw?
That's called an auger.
Okay, and then you can walk out. Saw a hole in the ice.
All right, so I'm thinking ahead to fishing season, all right? I'm thinking ahead to trout season. And bass
right now, that's a long thought process. Speaking
me and
of bass,
Dick from Milton.
Did you see that Dan Aykroyd where he did the
Bass-O-Matic?
The Bass-O-Matic 76 from the old days.
Oh yeah.
That's some bass.
That's some bass. As soon as I saw the blender, I just started laughing because I knew it was Bass-O-Matic.
Yeah, I knew it was gonna be the Bass-O-Matic 76. Continue with the Kia Sorento.
Well, again, the all-new 2.0 turbo four-cylinder is available in the Sorento as well, so you don't have to stop at the gas station as much. And, you know, today, Daniel's coming, bringing a friend to the basketball game. And you know what they're going to be doing? You know, they're going to be not at all paying attention or talking to each other. They're going to have their electronic devices out, so fortunately for them, there are plenty of USB ports in the back of the Kia Sorento.
Perfect.
To keep them all powered up all the way out and all the way back. Check out the 2016 Kia Sorento at Sunbury Motors. You can find the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Say hi to Kyle and Kai and all the folks there.
Absolutely. Let's see. Justin had put in something today about Newbill being the best player in the Big Ten. I don't think Newbill's the best player in the Big Ten. I think Frank Kaminsky is the best player in the Big Ten. And I think my vote's going to reflect that. I think the next best player I've seen in the Big Ten this year probably is D'Angelo Russell. Then after that, now I'm starting to think about Newbill. You know, Newbill's maybe in the 3-4 slot in this conference. He'll be, to me, he's a first-team All-Big Ten player. But you watch Kaminsky tonight. Now, Penn State matches up pretty well at the other four spots. Watch Kaminsky tonight. 6'10 guy with a lot of 6'3, 6'4 ball skills. Interesting. It'll be, but the game's here. That helps. Kevin will be there.
That's worth at least 5 points right there.
Are you sure?
All right, 3. For Wisconsin.
Oh, brother. Brandon Taylor will play and start tonight. So if, for people who are wondering, he will play and start tonight for Penn State. Because he had bumped knees with Melo Trimble and had did not play the final, 90 seconds of the game on Saturday night. But he will start and play. And trying to think. And Trey Jackson will not play for Wisconsin tonight. Not quite ready yet. So Bronson Koenig will start at point guard. And he's played really well, by the way, since. Carmelo Anthony and Alex Rodriguez. I know you tried to start things on the Alex Rodriguez thing yesterday.
I'm just trying to figure out what he's apologizing for because he didn't really say.
All right, well, let's face it. Everyone knows what he's apologizing for.
Well,
everybody
then say it.
To be honest with you, maybe he doesn't want to say it because you don't know what legal, you don't know what kind of legal advice he's received. So just, But Rodriguez still has $60 million coming to him. And here we are in the news cycle of today, which is completely different than the news cycle of the 60s and the 70s and into the 80s. It's a completely different news cycle today. And a completely different way of delivering news. There are certain key names that are hot button, they feel ratings points that when they're mentioned, people, it'll draw eyeballs to the set or draw ears to a radio. And Alex Rodriguez and any discussion of him would be one of them. Another one they seem to feel is Carmelo Anthony. And today it's been a big story, breaking news. Carmelo Anthony is going to be shut down for the season. He's going to undergo knee surgery and so forth. Here's the pathetic part of all this. Is that their lead stories, A-Rod yesterday, Carmelo Anthony today. And they're both what's wrong with sports. Carmelo Anthony, let's start with him. Plays in the All-Star game, then gets knee surgery. Why not have the knee surgery how many weeks ago that you thought you may have needed it? That way you're back sooner to play for your team next year. When the All-Star game is far more valued to said player than a regular season game, regardless of what your record is, that's all wrong. That's all wrong. What makes him any kind of star would be two areas. Number one, he helped Syracuse and was the MOP when they won the national championship in basketball. Syracuse's one national title. He and Jerry McNamara combined for it. And Carmelo Anthony, to his credit, played very, very well. All season long, his one season, his freshman year at Syracuse, played very, very well and was really good in the tournament. It was excellent in the Final Four. As a pro, he's been good but not great. And he is, and what's kept him from being great is that he has not understood how the game is actually played to win. Are there nights where I need to take 10 to 15 shots? Because guess what? We got the post game going, we got this going, we got, so hey, look, I'm going to make sure that he doesn't play well enough defensively to help make a difference. He doesn't create much offense off of his defense and so forth. And he goes out, and the All-Star game was a perfect example. He took 20 shots. He hit 6. Well, guess what? That's sort of a typical night for him. You know, he's making over $120 million in this contract. And is it a big deal that the, quote, biggest name player on a 10-win basketball team is out for the year? Well, they only won 10 with him. So shutting him down for the rest of the year is going to do what to your franchise? He doesn't play in a team concept. He doesn't seem to understand how to adapt to a team concept. And his career has been lucrative in money only. And I'm not even sure how he made the All-Star team. But when you sit there and say, I'll play in the All-Star game and play 31 minutes, by the way, and then I'm going to have surgery now. Well, if you can play in the All-Star game, you can play Friday night. Or you could add the surgery earlier, thus you would get back from the surgery earlier and be 100% by the start of next season. That's all wrong right there as to what he's done and how he's handled it, and also how it's been covered. Being treated as one of the true superstars of the sport. He's not one of the true superstars of the sport. He's just a good player with some good skills that has never advanced beyond that, has never made himself better. A-Rod, he's guaranteed $60 million more in his contract. This is a guy with tremendous natural physical baseball gifts. When he played shortstop, great arm, great range, strong, powerful, can run the bases, drive in runs, hit home runs. Great natural physical gifts. If he did nothing, he would have had a great career because he was already proving at a young age he was on his way to a great career. Yet he had to cheat during the course of his career to excel because of whatever pressure he thought he was under. I have no idea. But these are the two biggest stories of the last 2 days. Two incredible examples of what you should not be. A selfish basketball player and a selfish baseball player. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles. There should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
Through the fans. I take full responsibility for the mistakes that led to my suspension for the 2014 season. I regret that my actions made the situation worse than it needed to be.
See, now that's the way A-Rod should have read the statement. Frank Caliendo this morning on ESPN Radio. He was a regular guest on the Dan Patrick Show, but today he did his Morgan Freeman impersonation while reading the A-Rod statement. That's the way A-Rod should have done it. Everybody would have been much more interested.
Well, I think the most important thing about his statement about the Carmelo Anthony thing today is the fact that they're both wrong. That's the most important part. Not about his statement. I don't care about his statement. Both of them are, they're both wrong. Playing in the All-Star game and then shutting it down afterward, wrong. It's just not how team sports should be. Just shouldn't be that way. And how A-Rod's conducted himself during his Major League Baseball career is not an example I would send to any young person anywhere.
And that's why I said yesterday, if I were managing the Yankees and I had to pay a salary, I'd pay a salary, but I would make him, his job would be to make sure nobody trips coming in and out of the dugout every game. And that would be it.
No, I understand that. Here's the other part, though, Kevin, too. You got a guy that's making $60 million. You know, there's part of you sitting there saying, okay, look, you know, we just have him sit here for $60 million, or do we make the guy go out and earn it? At least something.
I don't know. I would think it would be harder for a guy who plays baseball. I don't know him personally, but I would think it would be hard for somebody who plays baseball to sit and watch somebody play baseball all day long, every single game.
I mean, he speaks highly of you. He seems to know
I'm sure he does. I would think that would be worse than saying, we're going to pay your salary, just don't bother coming out to the ballpark.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you're going to pay him, make him work for it.
No, I mean, I see your point.
I mean, why should I sit here and just, I mean, what should I do? I've got him sitting there. Should I play him or should I take the $20 million into the parking lot and we'll have a mass burning? Hey, so you have to think about things such as that. Let's see. Combine coming up. It's really interesting right now when you look at sports. We've talked about it this week. But the NFL, the popularity of college football continues to rise, and the college football playoff, by the way, is increasing that popularity. You saw that based on the ratings this past year and how the ratings were on some of the bigger games this year. They were much higher than normal. College football does a great job of setting up the NFL. In other words, Jameis Winston is going to be drafted by someone. He will enter the NFL with name recognition and, to some star recognition. Marcus Mariota will enter the NFL to tremendous name recognition and potentially to some star recognition right off the top. Baseball doesn't have that, but never has had that, because, look, if you go through, you're going to have to go to the minor leagues. Somebody who's gone to college may enter the minor leagues at a higher level than an 18-year-old. Hockey, same thing. You'll probably go to college. 31% of NHL players now went through college at one point. The NBA can have a similar setup. Not completely the same, but a similar setup to the NFL if they were smart about it. But they're not smart about it. It's amazing how this league is so forward-thinking, the NBA, with social media, overseas marketing, so forth. Because I'm telling you right now, the NBA in the next 10 years will expand, and there'll be some expansion here in the U.S., but I think they're going to expand with at least four teams overseas. And the four might be in Europe. And it would be smart as to how they would do it as opposed to the NFL. And the NFL is a once-a-week deal. But say you put four teams in Europe. Let's just pick three places. Madrid, Rome, Paris, London. Well, any team that goes over there would be on a four-game road trip. Bang, 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 bang. That's how they do it. Then you take those four teams and you ship them over here and play games and then bring them back in a four-game swing again. That's how I think they could logistically do it. And I think that the NBA at some point will have teams in Europe. They're a very forward-thinking league, except when it comes to this issue. When Larry Bird entered the NBA, he entered the NBA with great name recognition and stardom. Everybody already knew who he was. Michael Jordan entered. After 3 years at North Carolina, people knew who he was. They were excited to see him play. Akeem Olajuwon, Patrick Ewing. They had established outstanding college careers. How much did any of you know about Kevin Garnett before he came in? Now, Kevin Garnett went in right away and played really well, to his credit. But the number of European players that they have, the number of guys that they bring in that you're just not quite sure, and the fact that you're drafting potential. I need help. I have needs. I don't need potential. I need a guy that can play. When it comes to the draft, in a forward-thinking league, which the NBA has been, they have that's a huge mistake on their part. They've never understood how much college basketball can help their game.
Where Freeburg, Mount Carmel, and Catawissa turn first for news. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, key routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. 800-795-9565 is our number. 800-795-9565. Jump in. They actually sent out an email today at Penn State on possible hazardous weather. Because there's supposed to be a squall that's supposed to come through here. I know Saturday I was leaving the Jordan Center after taping the pregame show with Patrick, and I drove right into the squall. Yeah, you know, everybody around me, I don't think, could not have driven any better. Everybody's going slow, and it was smart and the whole thing. So they sent out this email today about, you know, a squall could create dangerous driving conditions later today for those in and around the University Park campus. It says here the National Weather Service has warned that possible snow squalls in the late afternoon or early evening could create near whiteout conditions, reducing visibility for drivers. These squalls are expected to be short-lived, but could come at the peak of driving times for employees and students traveling. Additional caution is urged. The National Weather Service has also declared a wind chill advisory from midnight tonight to 10 a.m. Friday.
Well, please tell me we'll be out of the Jordan Center before midnight.
Yes, you will be.
Okay, good. It is a school night, you know.
Yeah. I can tell you right now. If this is the case, you're going to be delayed tomorrow. This is what I love. All employees and students are encouraged to take responsibility for their own safety. No offense, but I've really attempted to do that ever since I was little. I really have tried to. I may not be perfect at it, but I've always put in an attempt every day. Who writes these things? Okay.
Welcome to a litigious society.
You're encouraging me to take responsibility for my own safety. I have been.
Well, I mean, this is. I mean, I understand why they do that. I mean, this is also a society that has to write when you get a cup of coffee on the cup that this contents of cup are hot.
I understand. So, that's the story.
I have been warned.
You have now been warned. We're hitting that time of the year. By the way, we're beyond just weather. We're down to the stretch in wrestling. District tournaments are coming up. We're down to the stretch in college wrestling. National tournaments coming up. I think the national duels are this weekend. Penn State's not participating. We're down to the stretch in college basketball. We're in the Patriot, the Northeast Conference, and so forth. You're down to four regular season games, and it's tournament time. Big Ten and the Power Five conferences, of course, have their tournaments a week later. So that's where we are right now. But the Combine also gets underway today as well. Tom in Montoursville. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm about 5 miles from Williamsport. There's a Isaiah Washington that was recruited to Penn State. I understand he's a redshirt freshman. Is he going to be available next year, or what's the situation on him?
Yeah, they decided this year to redshirt him with the idea that, hey, look, let's get him in the weight room. Right now, Isaiah's in the weight room 4 days a week, as well as practicing every day. And this is the same plan they put Julian Moore and Peyton Banks on a year ago. Redshirt the player, make sure the practices are there for him, but also make sure there's extra weight room time. He has a beautiful jump shot.
I've heard.
You watch him, yeah, you watch him play. If you were doing an instructional video on the lift needed and the follow-through and stroke at the top of the jump shot, Dick Girardi and I have marveled watching him shoot. Now he needs a little more maturity in his game.
Right.
He needs more maturity in his game, a little more better court sense in his game, which comes with a little bit of time. And I think having the year in the weight room is going to help him. He will be a player and a contributor for them next year. My guess is he'll come off the bench next year, but he will play.
Good. Very anxious to hear that.
I saw him in high school a couple of, well, it's probably about 3 years ago now, and that's the one thing that Dave Ritchie and I noticed right away was the elevation and just how smooth the shot is.
Okay. Very good. Hey, thanks for your input. I'll be listening for him in a couple of years.
Sounds great, Tom. Thank you so much. 800-795-9565. That's 800-795-9565. You'd like to jump in. But we've hit that time of the year. And that time of the year where those who have wrestling dreams, let's see if they can make them come true. Those who have basketball dreams, you can see them come true. I know Kevin's getting ready for the playoffs. I guess you got a 4-5 game, and then if they win it, they get the number one seed.
Yeah, it's Shamokin Friday night on the road at Shamokin with a 6:45 airtime here on WKOK. And then a win would likely play Lewisburg, the top seed in District 4, assuming they advance in their first round game.
I see. So that's what's coming up. We look forward to that very much. But that's where we are right now. And this is another one of those fun times of the year. By the way, Pitchers and Catchers Report. Of course, we talked about the Phillies in the opening hour of the show. Yesterday, we talked about the Pirates. It is going to be brutally cold out tomorrow again. Brutal. The Trans-Siberian Express. Unbelievable. Temperatures in the Chicago area, for example. Chicago, and I'm going to Chicago Friday. 24 below zero. Are you kidding? That's the wind chill. But it's going to be like that here tomorrow, too. 20 to 30 below zero.
By the way, I should mention,
the table, by the way, will be outside section 103 tonight. Kevin wanted to make sure everybody
knew
everybody's that.
Aware. And, no, actually, what I wanted to, I couldn't remember who Lewisburg played. I'll, just like that, I went fuzzy. It is Mifflinburg that Lewisburg has Friday night at Lewisburg.
Good. Okay. Sounds fine. Sounds just fine. So that's where we are at this stage of the season. And we get to that fun part, that end of February, playoff hoops, district wrestling, colleges. You got four left in the Patriot, four left in the NEC. Big Ten's got a few more left than that. In fact, Penn State still hasn't even had its second bye week yet. That'll occur next week. And we'll find out how it all plays out. And the combine's now underway in Indianapolis. And Sam Ficken will be in the group that's in there tomorrow. I think it's offensive linemen and tight ends on Friday, which will be Donovan Smith and Jesse James. Linebackers are Sunday. Mike Hall and Adrian Amos and the defensive backs are Monday. So that's what... You know, that's what to watch for. Sam Ficken and the kickers tomorrow. Donovan Smith tackles and Jesse James tight ends Friday. Mike Hall linebackers Sunday. Adrian Amos defensive backs on Monday. So that's something to watch for. What stock do I put in the combine? You can't. I think it's just another check mark for you, confirming where you are or where you aren't. But it can't be a decider. You can't sit there. To me, if you sit there and say, "Well, he runs a 4.48 and he runs a 4.45," well, we're going to go with the 4.45 guy. You know what the difference between 4.48 and 4.45 is? Hold your hands 3 inches apart. That's the difference.
Is there anything to a quarterback throwing or not throwing at the combine?
Oh, if I'm Jameis Winston, I'm Marcus Mariota, I don't throw. I don't throw at all. I don't even think that's a decision. Okay? I don't think that's a decision. You don't throw. You go. You bring him onto your campus and your environment with your receivers, and you let her fly there in your own personal private workout. And anybody else who wants to work you out privately, go ahead. But no. But not. Don't throw at the combine. That's a waste of time. Just one other. You know. In fact, you got to be smart. Usually, the fewer opportunities you have, the fewer chances you have to foul up. Remember, Teddy Britton. I'm serious.
No, I know what you're saying. I know where you're going with this, too.
I mean, sir, look at Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater did not have a great workout. He really didn't. And I think, you know, if you're one of the top guys, first of all, Winston and Mariota both have an entire body of work in their careers. I mean, Mariota has 40 starts in his career. Winston has, what, 27 starts in his career? 28 starts in his career? 28 starts. I mean, you already have a feel for what they are. Now, there's certain things I want to see. I want to see consistently, how well do you throw the out from the hash mark? How well, you know, can you make all the throws? How are you on the on a wheel route out of the backfield leading a guy? How are you on throwing, you know, over the middle, and can you do it with some zip on it? Hey, so, I mean, those are things you want to see in a workout. Hey, you know, he needs to get into the combine, just do it once. Run a good 40 time, lift some weights, show that you're physically strong, show that, you know that you're not the plow horse among the thoroughbreds when you run, and go from there. I mean, remember, Andrew Luck was not going to outrun Robert Griffin III. I mean, he wasn't going to do that. And it turned out when he ran his 40 time, they went, hey, you know what? He's a little quicker than we thought. And there are certain guys that, you know, general managers in the NFL, when they talk about all the things they do, you know, 225-pound reps, shuttles, things like that, there's a couple of GMs that have always said, you know what I want to see? I want to see, what's his 40 time? And across the board, that will tell you what, you know. And that to them was always the key number. After that, it was whatever. You also need to interview these people. The interview part is a critical part of the combine, because they don't know you. They have seen you, but they don't know you. What kind of grasp do you have on life? What kind of grasp do you have on fame? What kind of grasp do you have on work ethic? What kind of grasp do you have on off-the-field issues? Anything like that. You know, because you're asked a lot of character questions in there. guy like Mike Hull, for example, is going to go in there, and they're just going to walk out there going, oh, this guy is pretty solid. He'll impress them. Mike Hull will make the league. He reminds, I think, a lot of people of Chris Borland of the 49ers, the former Wisconsin linebacker. You can see it. Very much the same kind of guy. And with everything that's happened here and how he handled it, and all the Penn State guys will be asked about that, how they handled going through it, because all five of them went through it. Now, Jesse James did not go through the Nebraska week. He hadn't signed yet, but he went through the sanction period and things like that. So they'll all be asked about it. But the interview part and the 40-yard dash time, to me, are the most important things that you're going to see in this thing. And, you know, the reps at 225. And look, in the Wunderlich test, I at least want to see a reasonable score in the Wunderlich test. I don't need to see a 6. Guy's getting a 6 on the Wunderlich test. I'm saying to myself, okay, can he absorb my playbook? 100% of my playbook, not 75% of it. I need 100%. So I don't need a 6, but I do need something in the 20s up. How about that? So I mean, those will be the things that you look for off the field stuff. But you got so much tape as to, you know, what do they see? What's the, you know, judgment, their eyes. How do they overcome mistakes? You get maybe a read on what kind of leader they are. Talk to their coaches. I mean, it's been documented that Jimbo Fisher told the Buffalo Bills, I'm not so sure about E.J. Manuel. Oh, we know better than you do. We draft him anyway. We can make him into a quarterback. How's that going? We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
All right, so pre-combine. You already have some mock drafts coming out. CBSSports.com, their mock draft has Jameis Winston to Tampa Bay at number one. Many will tell you that Leonard Williams, the defensive tackle from USC, is the number one overall player in the draft. And just in pure, like, this guy's going to make it, he's the number one guy. They have him going to Tennessee second. Randy Gregory, really good rush defensive end from Nebraska, third to Jacksonville. Amari Cooper to the Raiders, the wideout out of Alabama, and Brandon Scherff, the big offensive tackle, the Outland Trophy winner, to the Redskins at number five. You may be wondering, for example, Marcus Mariota. Well, they've got him going 10 to the St. Louis Rams. Philadelphia, which would draft 20th, they've got Marcus Peters, the defensive back from Washington, going in the 20 spot. And then in the 22 spot, the Steelers selecting Pitt offensive lineman T.J. Clemmings. No. They've got him selecting Trey Wayans, the corner from Michigan
State.
There
you go. I knew better than that. That was not going to happen. That's why I didn't even respond.
Just to see you on the ledge sweating is always enjoyable.
No, I knew they were not going to make the same mistake 2 years in a row.
What makes you... Hold on a second here. Okay. What happens if Wayans gets picked before the spot?
Then you find another cornerback and draft another corner.
Okay, who?
I don't care at this point. You've got a hole in that position that you got torched all year. There has to be more than one first-round corner in the draft.
Yeah, Peters and Wayans would be the two.
No,
They're the two guys that everybody else projects in the first. What if they're both gone? What do you do?
Now I'm fine if they're both gone that you don't go corner, but you better go corner in round two or three.
I'm just saying.
I understand.
Because these picks are always entertaining with you because of your tendency to hit the panic button.
Well, you can't go another draft without drafting secondary. I mean, I don't care if it's a terrible secondary player. You've got terrible secondary players on the team now. at least if it's a young, terrible player, you might be able to build something around or build him into a better player.
Oh, I hope we play that comment back on a promo. That was interesting.
Just you got to find somebody that can cover someone. At this point, my kid's got a shot at playing secondary for the Steelers, and he runs the 40 in 6 minutes. Oh wait, that's my 40 time. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, Quentin Rollins, the corner from Miami of Ohio, probably is the third corner of the draft.
Well, it's like I said, it's got to be a corner in the first round, unless there is no first round draft pick corners there. But then in the second round, you better find one.
Well, I like Wayans a lot.
I mean, I can see on the Steelers draft board right now, not in the draft board, but in these little profiles on different online sites where it goes need. Right now, CB is bold, highlighted, and flashing.
Well, Wayans is a guy that's very fluid. We saw him at Beaver Stadium. Great ball skills, too. I really like how he reacts to the ball. And he has the kind of length that works in the NFL. I mean, he's a 6'1 kid.
They don't take a CB, it's going to be BS.
My goodness, man. You take it right to the FCC line. Does everyone know about your anger management issues?